This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. The most friendly thing that may be there for the crude oil market right now is likely the healthy trade skepticism that exists over the prospects for the OPEC deal to hold up to the test of time. Nobody seems to think that the OPEC deal has legs, which puts the onus on OPEC harder than ever to enforce the quotas in their word. The rally in crude oil has held up, outperforming the trade talk, suggesting that the market takes it serious. October highs below $53 a barrel and June highs below $54 a barrel are the next barriers. A trading range between $40 and $55 a barrel would make most options expire worthless. The Obama administration, through the Corps of Engineers, denied a permit that had previously been approved to allow the Dakota Access Pipeline to be completed in a blatantly political move. The protesters are whooping it up, but it would be a temporary victory that will be reversed in a few weeks when President Trump is inaugurated. I see this as an abuse of power circumvented process. They have delayed finishing the pipeline to where it now will be next spring anyway, given the Arctic blast hitting North Dakota this week. The corn feedstock ethanol industry is doing well, managing as much production from capacity as they can. They may find a way to use another 25 to 50 million bushels of corn as long as exports keep growing and higher mid-blend fuels are sold. The trouble is that we need 250 million bushels more corn usage to ethanol, and that exceeds the industry capacity to produce. Ethanol stocks continue to be drawn down. The corn ethanol industry is now unhindered by subsidies, operating profitably without them. It used the time and help that subsidies gave the industry to find enough efficiency of scale and technological improvement to get beyond them. The biodiesel industry has not been as successful at outgrowing their need for subsidies. Has been expected to get its dollar a gallon biodiesel blender's credit reapproved during the lame duck session of Congress. Biodiesel may have to get its support entirely from the RFS, where it is considered an advanced biofuel. According to House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, the credit will not be included in the House measure. It is possible that it will be included in the Senate version and then survive the conference, but it shows the lack of appetite for subsidies and the difficult path forward in the new Congress. This explains why Green Plains Renewable Energy ethanol stock is trading far above its April high, while REG biodiesel stock is still below it. Many green energy subsidies are unlikely to survive. Strength in soy oil is actually a problem as the cost of biodiesel feedstock. The Mato Grosso is reportedly 99% planted, with their country 90% planted overall. You wanted the soybeans planted in November and cotton finished the first week of December where we were in Bahia. The funds were back buying soy again. They should have a demand category of their own on the soy balance sheet. You're listening to the Comstock Report. On the hogs. Pork values fell as hog prices firmed last week. This will impact unintegrated packers. Weekly pork export sales reports have gotten volatile, with both impressive sales until last week where export sales fizzled. Donald Trump was reinforcing many of the things that he has threatened on trade during the campaign last week, which has to have a market impact. The initial impact may be to front-load purchases to the degree possible, and sales wane after as inventory is built. Packers had to pay up for cash hogs to sustain the 2.54 million head kill last week, marking the season low in the cash hog market. It would appear as if the industry managed fall numbers so that an overrun of kill capacity would be avoided. Next year, there'll be a couple of new hog plants operating by the fall run. There's also some indication that production losses and outlook for slowing export growth may temper production. That may not mean fewer hogs than this year, but it could mean fewer than there would be otherwise. I don't think that losses were realized long enough to dramatically change farrowing plans. This industry has built-in growth through productivity gains without more sows. Cold temperatures coming next week will improve conditions for viruses, as would a colder than normal winter. The hog and poultry industries have built more controls into its infrastructure over the past year. A local grower spent a lot of money on a truck washout. This should have some impact reducing exposure. One thing that I wish Donald Trump had mentioned to Taiwan's president when she called was that we were not going to put up with the ractopamine trade barrier to U.S. pork exports anymore. We sell them billions in arms when no one else would, and they pick at us with this trade barrier to U.S. pork. The trade barrier should fall with a phone call. China should get one, too. Iowa Governor Terry Branstad could deliver it if named ambassador to China. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at Comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.